I came along last month, I found it so inspiring that there were this group of volunteers who were available with their tools and their expertise and their knowledge, and creating a space for people to come and access those skills. And you start thinking about the effect that that has of creating communities, connecting people with one another who are like-minded, and also people who just need help fixing whatever it is they need fixing.
What's going on?
It's an attempted seat repair.
Well, how is the attempt going so far?
Not brilliantly, to be honest, because the repair block we've just made has just broken apart.
You picked a choice moment to come round.
You're at your lowest point. I'll come back when you're coming back out, right?
I'm a serial entrepreneur who's turned himself into a furniture restorer. I've had a career in the media business. I was very, very good at persuading people to buy airtime on television or to buy a full page in whichever paper I was working for. About 7 years ago, I decided that one day I might not be up the sharp end of running businesses in the plural. And I thought, what do I enjoy? And I remembered my schooling. I remember with such affection the time I spent in the metalwork class. They had a magnificent facility. They had forges. They had everything you see in factories. And that's where I was happiest. This is so simple. This has got a start and a finish to it. If you're in IT, if you're in advertising, if you're in some other kind of field, it's never ending. You've got another gig to go to in a minute. When I finish this, it's finished, and then I go on to something else.
Is that why it was furniture then? Because there's a simplicity to it?
Yeah. And I'm a very tactile bloke, and I don't mind getting my hands dirty, and it's a mucky job, and I've always been okay with muck. But it, more than that kind of stuff, it's the sheer satisfaction of something being a mess and then being pretty near perfect by the time you've finished it.
It's amazing how many people have got these sewing machines in the loft. That one came from my loft, the other one came from a friend's loft. It's a beautiful old hand crank machine. Ben is making a Moores bag. A Moores bag is an upcycled fabric bag.
Is that the first time you've ever done that, Ben?
That's the first time I've ever done that.
And do you get some sort of satisfaction out of doing that?
Oh, completely. I think making anything comes with satisfaction, and being involved in the things that you own in this kind of way is an intimacy to it.
Wait a minute. What's going on? What are you sitting on?
Yes, I am sitting on a fixed chair. That's despite having failed twice, it's good.
And how secure are you feeling?
Very secure.
Is this your chair?
It is my chair. Yeah, it was a fabulous chair. The only one I'm really comfortable in sitting at my computer. These guys have been fabulous. I came last week and John actually went home and made something at home for it. And then he was disappointed because it didn't work today, but they've refined it. I think they've done it.
I think they have. I think they have.
This is really impressed.
I feel a little bit guilty that I'm sitting in your favourite chair and you're on the plastic one.
Well, I'm feeling guilty because you're supposed to help the people do it. And there's no way I could help do this.
And how do you feel now that your favourite chair is back and ready for you to sit down?
Well, I'm delighted. I haven't sat in it yet, mind you, but I'm delighted.
Would you like a little go?
Yeah, I
come on, let's just move this back for you a bit.
Fabulous.
How does that make you feel?
Very grateful. I can't thank these chaps enough. I really can't. They didn't pay me to say that.